Hey everyone, I'm Ari here with Rachel, and we're your hosts for the Mary Writer podcast. This week we're on episode 211 and we're asking, how can you stretch your word count? Before we dive into the topic, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening if you haven't already. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with friends and feel free to write a review. Okay, so you might be wondering why you would need to stretch your word count. Well, there are overwriters and underwriters. They might actually just be middle writers, I don't know. But today we're talking about underwriters. And depending what you're actually writing, you might want or need to increase your word count. So for example, if you're entering a contest and there's a minimum word count, or if you're joining an anthology and most of the stories are within a certain frame of word counts, maybe like between 7,000 and 10,000 words, and you're stuck on 5,000 words, you might need to try and increase it. Or you might just feel that your manuscript is a little on the limited side. And this can actually be quite noticeable in certain sort of stories and genres, such as like high fantasy, sci-fi, or historical fiction, where a lot of readers will actually expect higher word counts and like chunkier tomes. So yeah, it might be something you want to think about.
Before we actually start, I need to ask you, are you an underwriter or an overwriter?
I would say I'm an overwriter. I'm usually, I aim for like 85,000 words for my first draft, and my current first draft is on 98,000 words. So yeah, and I still have extra things to put in. So I'm very much an overwriter.
Okay, no, that's fair. Because I was going to say, I'm an overwriter. So in terms of stretching your word count, I don't know how much I'll be able to contribute to this conversation, because I ramble. And if I don't know where to write, what to write next, I just keep writing. And it's usually nonsense. So this will be funny.
That is a good point, that we're both overwriters. I have to say, I have had to hit a certain word count and stick to it in short stories and like flash fictions. Like it has to be 1,000 words or like right near 1,000 words. And I found that I'm like, I will underwrite that or massively overwrite. So I'm having to try and like, you know, it's either 300 words or 2,000 words. So I have struggled with it then. But yeah, my manuscripts are usually overwritten. So, but that's good. Overwriters can help underwriters. So, you know, and then underwriters can help overwriters reduce down. So it all works out. It all works out. Okay, with that, let's have a look at some tips. So you would want to look at areas in your manuscript that you may have skimped on detail, especially if it's like your first draft where, you know, you're trying to just get the story down. So obviously not everything needs excessive amounts of detail. You don't want to go overboard and like, you know, extremely describe the door for 2 pages. Nobody needs that. But also, you don't want your characters just breezily moving through buildings and towns and countries with very little mention about what's going on around them. You know, you can talk about the if they're going through the town, you can talk about the markets, the people in the town, the weather. Again, let's not be boring, but there is things you can add to add a little bit of flavor about what's going on in your character's world as they're moving through it. Think about it in a movie. You get to see it. You get to see the location that some location scout has found specifically for this scene. You need to be able to show that in your description. So paint that world out as much as you can, and that can help you boost your world. World building is another one for adding great detail. So remember, world building is not just about the physical world, like the lay of the land and what the buildings and the you know, the mountains look like. World building covers culture, transport, governments, traditions, food, anything like that. If you've got a story that has, you know, if it's a fantasy story and you've got different worlds and characters and lands, you can touch on the cultures. So look through your story and identify any areas that you could expand on and show a little bit more depth of your world and extra things. It could literally be if your character is just walking through somewhere and you see some talismans hanging up on a tree. It's like, what does that represent? Does anyone know? Can the group talk about it? Anything like that, that you can give a little bit of flavor to your world that can add a few extra words.
And I think world building is also a great way to show the pacing and stuff within the story, which can also come with more description and things like that. I couldn't remember the word for description. This is going to be good. For example, I think Ari already touched upon it, but like weather and just the day and night cycle in general. Show time passing. What are they doing in their downtime? What are your characters doing in their downtime? And depending on the plot and what they're currently doing in the novel, you can show those pieces through the world and show the seasons. And that can also help boost the description, thus boosting your word count.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's so many little things. And like I said, time passing is a good one, especially if there's a journey. It just gives a sense of how long that journey is and things like that. So yeah, definitely.
Right. Because like, depending on, I know like for my mystery novels, it, like in real life, well, I guess depending on where you are, it takes like 4 to 6 weeks to get toxicology results from the report. So what are your characters doing during that time? If in your first draft, you just decide to time skip to that 4 to 6 weeks in advance because you don't know what to write in the middle, but then you realize your word count is a little shorter. Well, think about what your characters can accomplish in that month. I mean, that's a good chunk of time. So you can utilize that. Just think about the pace, the overall pacing of your story. That can really boost your word count.
That's a really good example, actually. Yeah, it's there's so much other things could be done in that time. So yes, time skipping and going back. You know, obviously you don't have to fill in every single step, but if it takes like 6 weeks, you can jump in the middle of what they're doing, or maybe they're starting to chase for the toxicology and they're having arguments with the lab and they're trying to put pressure on the commissioner to try and get more oomph to get them to do it faster. Can they go to a private lab? There's all these little things you can add in and it just adds a little bit more color.
Right. Yeah. And I should add that it needs to be relevant and add something to the story. Like it shouldn't be filler. Just throwing that out there.
Yes, that's true. Have you made sure that all your character threads are tied up nicely? If they're meant to be, obviously, if there's supposed to be some dangling threads for the next book, fine. But I found that it can be quite easy to have small sub-arcs for secondary characters. They can pop up and then never get completed and can be left dangling. I've read a few books where, especially by the end of the series, they've tied up everything and there's one character thread and it's almost been forgotten. And you're like, but what happened with them? What about their backstory? Where's it going? So again, we all do it. We can just accidentally miss some thread that we added. So just go back and check on them. You can also flesh out some of your side characters, especially if you get beta feedback and you find that all your betas are really liking a certain side character. You know, give them a little bit more agency, add a little bit more to their life. Again, we're not going like massive fluffy filler, but at the same time, if it's something that would work and add to the story, you know, might end up with a couple of spin-offs with that character doing their own thing in a smaller story. Always a possible idea.
And also, those spin-offs can lead to other ideas for your main novel. Because if you're trying to stretch a word count and you need a certain character to do something more, but you don't know what, write a quick short story or flash fiction piece about them, throw them into a different scenario and learn more about them as a character. It'll help develop them so that when you go back to the main novel and you write that character, you can think of other ways that they would react to things and do things and the types of decisions that they'd make. And it just branches off new ideas, thus adding more to the story.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You can consider adding additional characters and or new obstacles to overcome, especially in the mid part of the book, where there's usually that's when we start rising tension and flinging obstacles into our characters' way constantly. And this works really well if you're doing any form of journey story, because let's be honest, on a long journey, lots of things can happen. You know, you can be dealing with every idea in the world's just gone out of my head. You could be dealing with quicksand. You could be dealing with giant attacking birds. Someone could get sick. You could break a wagon wheel. We're talking the big wheels on the wagons, not the wagon wheel biscuit you break. Things like that. Sorry. Where am I going with this? Give me a minute. So yeah, so you can, if you've already got a few things, throw in a few extra, you know, get your characters a little bit more stressed and upset. You know, we don't do it enough, obviously. You know, I think there's not an issue to add a few more extra conflicts and stressor points to increase your word count. And with additional characters, I'm not saying you need to suddenly bring in another MC that's like adding to the group if you've got a group of MCs. If we take the journey obstacle, for example, maybe your characters get set upon by marauders and you can give those marauder characters a little bit more depth. Maybe there's some infighting. Maybe there's some like cockiness. Maybe somebody fights back and gets injured. You know, there's all sorts of things. Maybe there's two sets of marauders and actually they're, you know, like a rival groups and they kill each other. And then your group can just get away. I mean, there's so many things you could do without having to bring in a brand new character that's consuming in the novel. You don't need to do that. You could just bring in something small, anything like that. It could just add a little flavor. Are your characters going through a town and maybe there's some fortune teller? Send one of your characters in to find out their fortune. Maybe it's some really bad news and now they're stressing about it the whole time and it adds a little bit more tension. Small piece, but it can work, I hope. I hope this doesn't sound like it's just filler. I don't think it's filler. I would love to read things like that.
Well, I think if you give everything a purpose, I mean, that's kind of the whole point of a novel. Everything that's in the novel should have a purpose. So if you don't over-explain, you got to be careful about over-explaining, of course. But I mean, you know, if you answer the why and you give everything a purpose, then Yeah, it should be in the story, and that'll obviously stretch your word count because you got to talk about it.
Exactly. I mean, I like it when you see characters going through like a, if they're on a journey and they go through a town they've never been to, you would expect something to happen. You would expect them to talk to the locals. You would expect maybe the locals to be a bit like, oh, you're strangers, or to maybe they're being really welcoming. Maybe they're being too welcoming and there's some cult going on in the background and they're all going to get sacrificed. You don't know. You want them to try some of the food. You want them to, one of the group to be complaining about it because they don't like the food and something. You, it's like, if you've just literally got your characters and they're chopping through the town and then they're out, it's like, so just keep an eye out for little areas where maybe something could happen that could just add to it. Yeah, look for weak spots in your story. Maybe there are things that haven't been explained or clarified very well. Obviously, we don't want to treat our readers like they're idiots. We don't want to over-explain everything. You know, this is not the as you know Bob trope. We're not trying to do that. But if there's something that can be clarified a little bit more to help the reader, then do that, definitely. Have you anything to add before I go to my last point?
Nope, go for it.
Okay, but with one quick point I want to make about this is don't overstretch your word count for the sake of it. So if your story is sitting around the 40 to 50k mark and adding anything new will just become fluff because you've already done good description, you've already got enough characters and arcs and it's got a really good pacing, because obviously you don't want to add so much that the pacing, you know, you lose the flow and it slows it down in places because it's so easy to get that kind of sagging middle because you've dragged things on. Then you need to just accept that your novel is probably more towards a novella size. Again, obviously if we're talking about a competition or an anthology or something where you have to keep the word count and you're struggling, then maybe you need a different story. Maybe you need to add extra layers to your story and you have to think a bit more in depth and structural rather than trying to add extra words in small pieces. So yeah, in the end, it's more about don't clog up the flow. Don't over explain to the point where your readers feel stupid. Add in characters if it works and adds to the dynamic of the story without being like, you've already got 50 characters, we don't need any more kind of feeling. But it can be done without being overdone. So yeah, if you are an underwriter, there are a few tips you can try to just see if you can stretch it. And it also gets you used to adding more as you write. Maybe you'll move from being an underwriter to being an overwriter. And then that's a whole different set of problems to deal with. So yeah.
I think what it comes down to is that you just need to accept the fact that your story takes X amount of words to be told. And you're not going to know what that word count is until you complete the novel. That's kind of the reason why we have word count ranges for whatever genre, for novels, novellas. If your novel is set between, you know, 70,000 and 80,000 words, then that can fit in many different genres. Obviously, there's a little, you can bend the rules a little bit depending on what your story is and how it's told, but that's why we have ranges. If you're in that certain range, it's okay. You don't need to hit a certain mark. Again, as Ari said, if you're going into an anthology or you're submitting to a writing contest or something and you need it to be within a certain range, then yeah, that's fine. But also, as Ari said, if you can't hit that range for some reason, then maybe you need to write another story, or maybe that specific writing contest isn't for you. And that's okay too. And sometimes I know we look at writing contests and anthologies and you're like, oh, wow, that's right up my alley. But sometimes it's not the right time for you to be submitting to that. And that's also okay. That got really deep for a conversation about word count, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but it was important because it's like, I think we kind of get into our own heads. It's like, we have to do this, we have to do that. And it's like, if it doesn't work, I was in my second anthology that I was in, the original story I had an idea for, I couldn't get it up to the 7,000, I think it was 7 or 10,000 word limit that it had to at least, the minimum. And I could not get it past like 4,000 words. And I started to fill it. And you can't fill that many thousands of words. And in the end, I just trashed that idea. It would have been perfect for like maybe a flash fiction or a mini short story on my own blog, but not for an anthology. So I had to go back and I ended up writing another one. And that was one where it was like, I have to cut it down to get it under the maximum. But that was actually easier because you can tighten up the writing, I think, easier than you can like fluff up the writing. So
I was just going to say, I think it's easier to cut words than it is to add words.
Yeah, yeah, because we can get a little bit over dramatic with things and you can, you know, there's things you're like, well, I really like that, but could I do without it? And unfortunately you can, but obviously sometimes you're like, no, I don't want to. I love that bit.
So, yeah, that's true too, actually. That is true, where it's like when there are certain pieces in your manuscript that you're like, oh, this can get cut. There's no purpose to it. But it's such a sweet moment between the characters, or it's a funny piece of dialogue, and it's like, oh, but you know what? It adds something to it, so therefore it can stay.
Yeah.
And then you end up overwriting, and that's how it's a vicious cycle. Everything about writing is a vicious cycle.
It kind Why of do we is, do actually. I don't know. I don't know. I have to admit, I'm not as bad now that I started learning that, you know, if you've got a bit that's not crucial to the story, but you really, really like it, you could stick it at the end as a bonus scene and see how people, because I've seen where authors have like, they've had to cut a scene out because it didn't work for the story and it kind of slowed the plot. But then the beta reader was like, put it at the back, it's really good. And I love reading bonus scenes. I love it when I get to the end of the book and they're like, here's a snippet from the scene, or here's a POV from a different character of this really intense scene. You're like, oh yeah, I love that. And you can use that in your newsletter and everything. So yeah.
Well, see, everything has a purpose. Even if it doesn't stay within the actual story, it still has a purpose. It's fine.
Okay, with that, let's turn it over to you guys. What ways do you stretch your word count? Are you an underwriter or an overwriter? Share us that as well. We'd like to know. Let us know your answers in the comments and we can chat about it. Remember, we release new episodes every Wednesday. Next week, we're going to be discussing how to lower your word count. So obviously, we're going after the overwriters. To ensure you don't miss it, hit the subscribe button on your way out. And as always, thanks for listening to the Mary Writer Podcast. We'll see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Excessive Caffeine. We drink a lot. The music, titled Inspired, is by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons 4.0.